every month 10 to 15 new devotees are doing Sankirtan.
Many.
10 new book distributors in the last month.
Krishna will give all facilities if we are sincerely serving Krishna. The government gives all facilities to the government servant. The government gives all facilities to the soldiers. When there is fight, there is scarcity of commodities in the civil life, but there is no scarcity among the soldiers. The first consideration soldier. Similarly, those devotees who are fighting against Maya, their facilities first concern. They're fighting, trying to save the people from the onslaught of material energy. That will be explained. What is the next verse?
Tat prayaso na kartavyo yatayor vyayat param na tatha.
What is previous verse? Before?
Sukham aindriyakam taitya.
We have discussed this.
Yeah.
Therefore, next verse.
Tat prayaso na kartavyo yatayo vyayat param na tatha vindate himam mukunda charanam bhutam. Endeavors merely for sense gratification or material happiness through economic development are not to be performed, for they result only in a loss of time and energy with no actual profit. If one's endeavors are directed toward Krishna consciousness, one can surely attain the spiritual platform of self-realization. There is no such benefit from engaging oneself in economic development.
Then now you see how people are being misguided. Throughout the whole world, the education is for economic development. And here it is condemned. That one should not waste his time for so-called economic development. Now, our preaching is here and we'll accept it. They'll call us all crazy. We are thinking they are crazy. They are wasting time for economic development. And they are thinking of us that these people are crazy. They are doing nothing. Escaping. Escaping. They not stay like that?
Yes.
This is the position. We are following the footprints of Prahlad Maharaj. We are following the instruction that there is no need of economic development. Leave nature's life. Just like other animals, they have no question of economic development. They do not think of economic development. But still they are having the material facilities, eating, sleeping, sex, and defense. There is. But there is no endeavor for economic development. So man being advanced, why he should be less than the animals? His real business is how to develop Krishna consciousness, not economic development. That is condemned here. Dr. Ruth will not agree with us. All right, read the purport.
We see materialistic persons busily engaged in economic development all day and all night, trying to increase their material opulence. But even if we suppose that they get some benefit from such endeavors, that does not solve the real problem of their lives. Nor do they know what the real problem of life is. This is due to a lack of spiritual education. especially in the present age. Every man is in darkness, in the bodily conception of life, not knowing anything of the spirit soul and its needs. Misguided by the blind leaders of society, people consider the body to be everything, and they're engaged in trying to keep the body materially comfortable. Such a civilization is condemned because it does not lead humanity toward knowing the real goal of life. People are simply wasting time and the valuable gift of human form because a human being who does not cultivate spiritual life but dies like the cats and dogs is degraded in his next life. From human life, such a person is put into the cycle of continuous birth and death. Thus, one loses the true benefit of human life, which is to become Krishna conscious and solve life's problems.
Now discuss on this point among yourselves whether it is rightly said. If anyone has any objection. Yes.
Prabhupada, I remember in Atlanta last year when an Indian PhD came to see you and was sitting at your lotus feet, and you and he spoke about the problems in India, overpopulation and hunger, and then he said to you, Swamiji, you must always realize the realities. And you said to him, you don't know the reality. And he did not answer one word. He is now always coming to the temple, although he is working with the monkeys on behavior sins.
So anyone has any objection to this statement?
I was thinking Krishna also says that Aghayur Indriya Ramo Mogham Partha Sativati. This is useless, spending your time for
sense. Find out the verse, Aghayur Indriya Ramo.
Evam pravartitam chakram nanu vartiyati raja Aghayur Indriya Ramo Mogham Partha Sativati. My dear Arjuna, a man who does not follow this prescribed Vedic system of sacrifice certainly leads a life of sin. For a person delighting only in the senses lives in vain.
And what?
The mammonist philosophy, work very hard and enjoy sense gratification, is condemned herein by the Lord. Therefore, for those who want to enjoy this material world, the above mentioned cycle of performing yajnas is absolutely necessary. One who does not follow such regulations is living a very risky life, being condemned more and more. By nature's law, this human form of life is specifically meant for self-realization in either of the three ways, namely karma-yoga, jnana-yoga, or bhakti-yoga. There is no necessity of rigidly following the performances of prescribed yajnas for the transcendentalists who are above vice and virtue. But those who are engaged in sense gratification require purification by the above-mentioned cycle of yajna performances. There are different kinds of activities. Those who are not Krishna conscious are certainly engaged in sensory consciousness. Therefore, they need to execute pious work. The yajna system is planned in such a way that sensory conscious persons may satisfy their desires without becoming entangled in the reaction of sense gratificatory work. The prosperity of the world depends not on our own efforts, but on the background arrangement of the Supreme Lord directly carried out by the demigods. Therefore, the yajnas are directly aimed at the particular demigod mentioned in the Vedas. Indirectly, it is the practice of Krishna consciousness, because when one masters the performance of yajnas, one is sure to become Krishna conscious. But if by performing yajnas one does not become Krishna conscious, such principles are counted as only moral codes. One should not, therefore, limit his progress only to the point of moral codes, but should transcend them to attain Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
Tato yate takushala kimaya bhavamasrita shariram purusham javan navipadyeta pushkalam. Therefore, while in material existence, bhavamasrita, a person fully competent to distinguish wrong from right must endeavor to achieve the highest goal of life, as long as the body is stout and strong and is not embarrassed by dwindling. As stated by Prahlad Maharaj at the beginning of this chapter, Kaumara Acharit Pragya, the word Pragya refers to one who is experienced and who can distinguish right from wrong. Such a person should not waste his energy and valuable human lifetime simply working like a cat or a dog to develop his economic condition.
That the modern education, they cannot understand that this repetition of birth, death, old age and disease is a botheration. They do not understand why they accept it. They think there is no other way. But if there is a way to stop this, why do they not take it? What is the value of this education? They cannot distinguish between right and wrong. Nobody likes death, but the death is there. Nobody likes to become old, but the old age is there. Why they set aside these big problems and is proud of scientific advancement? What kind of education is this? If they cannot distinguish between right and wrong, then what is the result of this education? Education means one must be able to distinguish between the right and wrong. But they cannot, or even they do know that death is not good, but why they are not trying? How to stop death? Where is the advancement? They are very much proud of advancement of science. Where is the advancement? You cannot stop death. You cannot stop old age. You can manufacture advanced medicine, but for them to stop their disease, they take this pill, there will be no more disease. Where is that science?
They say they're working on it.
That is another bullshit. Bluffing.
Just like we say that Krishna consciousness is a gradual process, they say their scientific advancement is also a gradual process.
Gradual process, but do they think that they'll be able to stop that? We are confident that we are going back to home, back to God, Hare Krishna. But where is their confidence that they will be able to stop death, old age, disease?
The newest fad is now that they say that they're trying to establish the fact that there is life after death.
There is.
They try to do this scientifically again.
Not them, though. Scientifically, there is life after death, that we repeatedly say that my child's body is death, it's gone, vanished. I've got a different body. After death there is life. This is practical. So this is Krishna says, Tatha Dehantara Prapti. So similarly, Nahannati Hannamani Sarire. This is authoritative statement of God. And practically we see that we get one body after another, but I continue. So where is the objection? So there is life after death. So-called death means annihilation of the body. So if we can stick to that life, that there is no more death, that is to be sought after. That is intelligence. And that is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. That if you simply understand Krishna and you become fit to go back to Him, then no more death.
People who are investigating into this, into the problem of life after death, are basing their observations on dying people. And there are three or four authors now, especially one woman who is a specialist in the field of dying. She is convinced, firmly convinced, that there is life after death. Her name is Kubler-Ross, and she has written several books on the subject.
No. Where is she? English? English woman?
She is American, German-American.
Oh. She is here in America?
Yeah, she lives here. She has worked in a clinic for many years, and exclusively with dying people.
Yes, that one has to come to this conclusion, undoubtedly. And that is education. Our education is now complete, that he has understood, he's trying to explain scientifically that there is life after death. That is completed. So everyone should try, by his education, to establish what is already said in the Shastra. That is a fact. As when Krishna says, Tatha dehantra prapti, one gets another body, na handate handamane sarire. Krishna says there cannot be any mistake. So, if scientists, philosophers establishes the statement of Krishna by their scientific knowledge, that is a real, perfect scientific knowledge. And if he wants to defy the statement of Krishna, that is Maya. That is not possible. But he is baselessly trying to do that. But if one, by scientific knowledge, establishes what Krishna says, that is perfect. Idam nipunsas tapasas sutasava, sistasasutasa, chabuddha dhatta, avichita artha kovibhi nirupita, jat uttama sloka gunanumanna. That is required. We are publishing one book, Dialectic Spiritualism, Vedic Views of Western Philosophy. We are just going to publish one book. Dialectic Spiritualism. Marx theory is dialectic materialism. We are going to establish dialectic spiritualism.
Pumso Harsha Shitam Jayus Tadadham Chajitatmanaha Nishpalam Jadaso Ratriam Shaitaindham Prabhitastama. Every human being has a maximum duration of life of 100 years. But for one who cannot control his senses, half of those years are completely lost, because at night he sleeps 12 hours, being covered by ignorance. Therefore, such a person has a lifetime of only 50 years.
So sleeping is a waste of time. Therefore, spiritual advancement means minimizing sleeping. Nidra haru bihara kadi bijito. About the Goswami's life, it is said that conquered over Nidra Ahara. If you eat extraordinarily, then you will sleep also extraordinarily. If you eat frugally, as much minimum required, then you can conquer over sleep. Eating, sleeping. Sleeping depends on eating. Atyahara. Atyahara prayasasya prajalpa niyamagraha. The people in the material world, atyahara means collecting more than necessity. One body, somebody has got millions of dollars, still he is working hard day and night to increase the bank balance. Why? You have got sufficient money. Now you engage your life for spiritual advancement and take little food. God has given you enough. Why you are wasting your time in collecting money and eating more? That is misuse. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, Utyahara prayasasya, prajalpa niyamahara. Ahara means eating, and aharon means collecting. So these are against bhakti principle. Collecting more than necessity or eating more than necessity. Utyahara prayasasya, prajalpa niyamahara. Prayas, things which are not done very easily, I have to endeavor very, very hard. That kind of work should be avoided. Tyahara prayas, prajalpa, and talking nonsense. No use, we are talking together for hours. What is the use? Prajalpa, it is called prajalpa. And niyamagraha. And without any result, following the regulative principle. Or not following the regulative principle. Niyama agraha. Agraha means not to accept. That is also bad. That is bad, actually. And simply to see the regulative principle without any result. That is also bad. Atyahara prayasascha prajalpa niyamagraha. Yauryam, greediness, janasangas, and associating with unwanted men. Janasangas. We should not try to associate with non-devotees. It's a waste of time talking something. Sarabhi bhakti prarasati. By these six principles, one is loser in the matter of devotion and service. Ahara required. Just like we are reading this Bhagavatam, it is proper utilization of time. Similarly, if you take one newspaper, some statement of the politics, and talk and argue and waste time, there is no need, sir. I think in our institution there is no newspaper. That is one advantage. In the Western countries, newspaper is very popular and huge bundle of newspaper. Although he will not read, the newspaper man supplies huge bundle of newspaper. And wasting of paper, printing, unnecessarily cutting the trees for running on the paper mill. This is sinful activity. They are not reading so many nonsense books and newspaper. But paper is required, there is demand. So paper mill requires cutting of the trees. Unnecessary.
They say this will be a big problem in the future of this century, the shortage of trees.
Right. They are creating simply problems. Materialistic way life means unearthful. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, don't try for all these nonsense. It is simply killing oneself or lessening the, or making useless the duration of life. What is it? Boya? What does it say? You just read simply.
Pumso varshishitam hyayis tadadham chajitatmana nishphalam jadaso ratriyam.
No, before that.
Tat prayaso nakartavya. Yata ayur vyayat param. Na tata vindate khemam.
Ayur vaya. Simply spending the duration of life. Just like you have got some bank balance. And if you spend it for useless purposes. Similarly, we have got some bank balance or duration of life balance. Our death begins from the next moment of our birth. Death begins. Suppose I live 100 years. So I am born. One day passed, and one day is reduced from 100 years. Friends come, how old is your child? The parent says, he is 3 years old. That means three years he has died. 97 years balance. So if we waste all this balance of life for nothing, that is for you. Kevala ayubhaya. You utilize the balance for some good purpose. No, we are wasting. The so-called economic development means we are wasting the balance of our life. This is the pleasure. Read it. Natat.
Tat prayaso.
Natat prayaso kartavyam. This prayas, endeavor for economic development, no kartavya. Don't do it. Here is a revolution against this modern civilization. That's simply after economic development. And here it is condemned. It is condemned that this kind of endeavor is simply wasting the balance of our life. If one is intelligent, he sees that I have got, say, $10,000 in the bank balance. Now I must utilize it properly so that it may not be spent. That is intelligence. Similarly, we have begun our death from the date of birth. Daily, every moment, our balance is being decreased. So therefore we should be intelligent. So long the balance is there, let me utilize it properly, by which I can be really benefited. So the ideal of my benefit is that I am suffering in this material condition of life to stop this conditional life. To get freedom, life. That is the aim of life. And that freedom can be achieved only by going back to home, back to God. Not any other way. You cannot get the freedom of life here in this material world. That is not possible. Although you are trying for it. everyone is trying to. Kirtanananda Maharaj can come. So, without endeavor for this purpose, if we are simply trying to develop our economic condition, that is, what is that? Ayurvayam, what is this? What?
Just the Ayurvayam.
They are simply killing the duration of life. Then gone.
Natatha vindate kemam mukunda charanam bhujam.
This is very difficult to understand for the demonic. Prahlad Maharaj was instructing about the demons. So for them it was difficult. Still Prahlad Maharaj was trying. The purport is read. This verse?
Yes. You say that the problem is that there's a lack of spiritual education in their lives.
Yes. That is the defect. Always, especially in this age, there's no spiritual education. Do you think, doctor, there is spiritual education? Is there any? The school, college, universities.
He's saying if there is any real spiritual education in the colleges and schools, they produce new Sanskrit eyes.
Yes.
Let's say we do start to get in the issue. We don't know.
Nati vidu sartagatim vishnu durasayadi bahiratham andajathan bhai vipuniyama sipi satantra uridhan. They do not know what is the aim of life. Therefore there is no spiritual education. They do not know. Great fall. You shall always hold classes, read these books, discuss, try to understand. Then time will be properly utilized. Don't talk useless things. Some engagement. So long you are engaged in service of the deity, that is very good. Otherwise, you should hold class, read these books, discuss among them. Then the proper utilization of time. Abhartha-kala-tam, advancement of devotional service means always be alert whether a moment is misused. Because you cannot get back even a moment of your life if you pay millions of dollars. That's possible. 1967, 10th June, 5 o'clock, you had to do something and you have missed. Then that 5 o'clock, 10th June 1976, will never come back, even if you pay millions of dollars. So if that moment is improperly passed, then what is more loss than that? So abhartha-kala-tam, we should not let even the moment of our life misused. Abhartha-kala-tam. Namagana Sadaruchi. This is advanced life of Krishna consciousness. Priti tat vasati sthale. Attachment for living places where Krishna had his pastime, like Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwaraka. Priti tat vasati sthale. And abhartha kala. These are advanced spiritual consciousness.
Mugdhasya bhaye kaishori kridato jati vimsati jaraya grasta dehasya Jatya Kalpasya Vimsati. In the tender age of childhood, when everyone is bewildered, one passes 10 years. Similarly, in boyhood, engaged in sporting and playing, one passes another 10 years. In this way, 20 years are wasted. Similarly, in old age, when one is an invalid, unable to perform even material activities, one passes another 20 years wastefully.
It's like an old man like me, 80 years. Suppose another 20 years I may live, but I'm invalid. I cannot do any solid work. So 20 years since the beginning, as child, as young man, in sporting, jumping, 20 years past. The last 20 years, simply old man's home, invalid home. The 40 years gone out of 100 years. Then?
Without Krishna consciousness, one wastes 20 years in childhood and boyhood and another 20 years in old age when one cannot perform any material activities and is full of anxiety about what is to be done by his sons and grandsons and how one's estate should be protected. Half of these years are spent in sleep. Furthermore, one wastes another 30 years sleeping at night during the rest of his life. Thus, 70 out of 100 years are wasted by a person who does not know the aim of life and how to utilize this human form. Durapurena kamena mohena cha baliyasa se sangheshu saktasya Pramatasyapayatihi. One whose mind and senses are uncontrolled becomes increasingly attached to family life because of insatiable lusty desires and very strong illusion. In such a madman's life, the remaining years are also wasted because even during those years, he cannot engage himself in devotional service. Purport. This is the account of 100 years of life. Although in this age, a lifetime of 100 years is generally not possible, even if one has 100 years, the calculation is that 50 years are wasted in sleeping, 20 years in childhood and boyhood, and 20 years in invalidity, jara vyadi. This leaves only a few more years, but because of too much attachment to household life, those years are also spent with no purpose, without God consciousness. Therefore, one should be trained to be a perfect brahmachari in the beginning of life and then to be perfect in sense control following the regulative principles if one becomes a householder. From household life, one is ordered to accept vanaprastha life and go to the forest and then accept sannyas. That is the perfection of life. From the very beginning of life, those who are ajitendriya, who cannot control their senses, are educated only for sense gratification, as we have seen in the Western countries. Thus, the entire duration of a life of even 100 years is wasted and misused, and at the time of death, one transmigrates to another body which may not be human. At the end of 100 years, one who has not acted as a human being in a life of tapasya, austerity and penance, must certainly be embodied again in a body like those of cats, dogs and hogs. Therefore, this life of lusty desires and sense gratification
is extremely risky.
Now discuss on this point. If anyone has objection.
Objection?
Yes, doctor.
Do not some physical means come into the keeping the body strong and healthy so that devotion is possible at all? Because to produce sick people, of course, is not in the Lord's spirit either, I think.
Our aim is not to create swimming, sick people. That is not our aim.
Swimming, walking is still important, I think.
No, we do not swim. Neither.
I miss it in the moment. I think it should not be made a sport, but it should be made perhaps a physical must under control.
No. If you eat more, then you require more exercise to digest unnecessary loading. But if you eat simply just to keep your body and soul together, you don't require exercise. Little movement is going on, we are walking, but not this severe type of exercise as surfers and fighting with the sea waves for 4 hours, 5 hours, 10 hours.
But Srila Prabhupada, Kshatriya has to be strong.
That is, Kshatriya is generally.
And Kshatriyas have to be there.
This is specially meant for the Brahmanas, intelligent.
Ko griheshu puman saktam atmanam aditendriya sneha pashar didar badham utsaheta vimochitum.
What person, too attached to household life due to being unable to control his senses, can liberate himself? An attached householder is bound very strongly by ropes of affection for his family, wife, children, and other relatives. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj's first proposal was Komara Achare Pragyo Dhaman Bhagavataniha. One who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body from the very beginning of life, in other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. Dhaman Bhagavatan means the religious principle of reviving our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For this purpose, Krishna personally advises, Sarvadharman parityaja mamekam sharanam braja. Give up all other duties and surrender unto me. While in the material world, we manufacture so many duties in the name of so many isms, but our actual duty is to free ourselves from the cycle of birth, death, old age, and disease. For this purpose, one must first be liberated from material bondage and especially from household life. Household life is actually a kind of license for a materially attached person by which to enjoy sense gratification under regulative principles. Otherwise, there is no need of entering household life. Before entering household life, one should be trained as a brahmachari, living under the care of the guru, whose place is known as the Gurukula. Brahmachari Gurukule Basandanto Guror Hitam. From the very beginning, a brahmachari is trained to sacrifice everything for the benefit of the guru. A brahmachari is advised to go begging alms, door to door, addressing all women as mother, and whatever he collects goes to the benefit of the guru. In this way, he learns how to control his senses and sacrifice everything for the guru. When he is fully trained, if he likes, he is allowed to marry. Thus, he is not an ordinary grihastha who has learned only how to satisfy his senses. A trained grihastha can gradually give up household life and go to the forest to become increasingly enlightened in spiritual life and at last take sannyas. Prahlad Maharaj explained to his father that to be freed from all material anxieties, one should go to the forest. Hitvatma patam griham andhakupam. One should give up his household, which is a place for going further and further down into the darkest regions of material existence. The first advice, therefore, is that one must give up household life, griham andhakupam. However, if one prefers to remain in the dark well of household life because of uncontrolled senses, he becomes increasingly entangled by ropes of affection for his wife, children, servants, house, money, and so on. Such a person cannot attain liberation from material bondage. Therefore, children should be taught from the very beginning of life to be first-class brahmachari. Then it will be possible for them to give up household life in the future. To return home, back to Godhead, one must be completely free from material attachment. Therefore, bhakti yoga means vairagya vidya, the art that can help one develop a distaste for material enjoyment. Vasudeve bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojita janayatiyasu vairagyam jnanam jajrahaijukam. By rendering devotional service under the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. If one engages in devotional service from the beginning of life, he easily attains vairagya vidya, or asakti, detachment, and becomes jitendriya, the controller of his senses. One who perfectly engages in devotional service is therefore called Goswami or Swami, master of the senses. Unless one is master of the...
We have discussed on this part.
One point you're mentioning, Prabhupada, a strong inclination for sense enjoyment is the cause of the material body. So it seems that people are trying to enjoy their senses in order to become happy, but actually they are causing their own suffering.
Entanglement. This entanglement to repeat birth and death is entanglement. That they do not know. Nothing they do. They are obliged to accept this entanglement life. So, time is up.
I have a question. This is Prahlad is instructing his schoolmates. But his schoolmates, I think they would argue, that's all right, but we are young now, let us enjoy, then later on in life we shall take up Krishna consciousness.
And unless you learn, just like education is given when one is young, and when one is old enough, he cannot take anything. The education, deceptive faculty is there when one is young. Otherwise, he cannot take anything. What do you think?
Prabhupada, I always thought later. I'm 68.
No, education everywhere, all over the world, education is given when one is young. That is the time for it. I think here in America there is adult education.
Adult
education.
But not so much. Some. That's usually for making more money. Someone has a job and he wants further training to get a higher paying job, but not so much for knowledge.
So, what is the next one?
Konvata trisnam visajet Kane Biopi Jaipsita Jankrinatyasubhi Prestais Taskarak Sevakovani. Money is so dear that one conceives of money as being sweeter than honey. Therefore, who can give up the desire to accumulate money, especially in household life? Thieves, professional servants, soldiers, and merchants try to acquire money.
Here is a very nice example. Soldiers. They know you are going to give up her life. And what for? Money. They are prepared to give up life for money. Money is so sweeter than honey. And thieves, they go at night for burglary. He knows that if I trespass in anyone's house, he can kill me immediately. But still he takes the risk for money. That is all action. What is the verse?
Thieves, professional servants, soldiers, and merchants try to acquire money even by risking their very dear lives.
Merchants also. Formerly merchants used to go from one country. Nowadays also go. No. Facility of transport is easier. Formerly they had to cross the big ocean, Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean, waves, and many of them died. And still, for money they used to go.
Still today, Prabhupada, many big American merchants are being killed in the foreign countries by the communists and so on. It's very risky still. Many American merchants are being killed in foreign countries.
Many people also, they're collecting money all throughout this life, but they don't use it for their own sense gratification, yet they leave it for their children. And they think, in this way, my children will enjoy, and then all my work was had some value.
Yeah. Where he is going, he does not know. He's thinking of his grandchildren. This is called Maya.
That is also attachment to the material world.
These are different symptoms of material attack. He does not know who is the rascal coming as my grandchild, but he is making bang buzzes for him.
He wants to be remembered.
They say
sometimes he has no wife, still he thinks of grandchild.
They say that is the goal of life, if I can be remembered by others after I leave.
It doesn't matter where he is going. That is Maya.
I think another part here, the idea comes into my children, my grandchildren, as if they were his.
Ahamomethi. This is in Sanskrit. You know. Ahamomethi. Aham means I. And mama means mine. This is the illusion. Athat vihachetu sutatu vittai janasya mohoyam ahamomethi. Gradually, first of all, there is attraction. Male and female. Pungsang sriya means nibhavameta. The whole material world existing on sex attachment. Pungsa means male and sriya means female. They are attachment. Even before marriage or unity, the attachment is there. Pungsang sriya means nibhavameta tayur mitha. And when they actually unite, Hridayaganti Mahu, the hard knot in the heart, hard knot. Then, after immunity, if suppose one is married or united, then they want apartment, griha. then field, formerly they used to earn money by producing food from the field. There was no factory. So, atha griha chetra, then children, then friends, then accumulation of money, atha griha chetra sutatra vittai. With all these things, the conception of I and my increases and he becomes entangled.
But is it not so that so-called marital love and parental love is possessive?
You call it any love, the real idea is how to unite man and woman. That is the idea.
No buts.
Real basic principle is how to unite a man and woman. It goes on as friend or husband and wife or this or that. The real purpose is they want to unite. And that unity is for sex. And then both of them become entangled. Griha chetra sukhaapta bhikkhaji. Janasamaya. This is moho, illusion. What is that explanation?
Purport. How money can be dearer than life is indicated in this verse. Thieves may enter the house of a rich man to steal money at the risk of their lives. Because of trespassing, they may be killed by guns or attacked by watchdogs, but still they try to commit burglary. Why do they risk their lives? Only to get some money. Similarly, a professional soldier is recruited into the army, and he accepts such service with the risk of dying on the battlefield only for the sake of money. In the same way, merchants go from one country to another on boats at the risk of their lives, or they dive into the water.
In 1942, I have seen when war was going on. So these British has wanted soldiers. So they created artificial famine. The people became in need of money. So they enrolled them there as soldiers. I've seen it. There is no other way to get money, to get commodities at higher price, artificial famine. There was no food grains available, but black market is not available. Black market means more price, so they had no money. So to get this money, they enrolled as soldiers. This was Mr. Churchill's policy.
That's going on now in America. Previously, they had to force men to join the army because they had such a shortage. Now, because there are so few jobs, it is harder to get into the army, even volunteers. There are so many volunteers just to get a job that they have too many practically.
Even in army, there is no service. They don't want?
Now they want, because they can't get a job.
Oh.
But the army is now more selective who they will accept.
Previously they had to force thousands. Now they are practically having to turn men away, because they're joining the army just to get some money.
I used to have a friend that was in the merchant navy. He was working on oil tankers, so he would only go on the runs to Vietnam. The oil tankers were always in danger of being blown up, so they had to pay them twice as much as any other job, just to simply go to Vietnam, and then he would get huge bonus as well. So he would only work on those jobs.
There is no program for peaceful, happy life. Things are becoming more and more problematic. everywhere. Yeah, Kirtanananda Maharaj is asking everyone to go to his Nivrindavan. There is no problem. You have seen yesterday a picture of our Nivrindavan. There is no problem. Practical. If you see the picture, you see that they have no problem. Is there any problem?
Sometimes there is too much milk.
Huh? That he can send to us. Milk is so nice that it cannot be wasted even a drop. First I will get milk, that is the Indian system. So there is a big milk pan. And as soon as the milk is drawn, it is put into the pan. And the pan is in the fire. So, as much as you like, drink milk, children, elderly persons. Then at night, when there is no demand for milk, it is converted into sugar, not wasted. Whatever balanced milk is there, is converted into sugar. Then in daytime also you take jugat as much as you like. If it is not all consumed, then it is stored in a pot. Then when that pot is enough stored, then you churn it and you get butter and the, what is called, buttermilk. So again, you take buttermilk with chapati and everything. Not a single drop is lost. Then the butter, you melt it, convert into ghee and store it. It will stay for years. So not a drop of milk can be wasted. And this butter, because in the village, they are eating so much milk products, they do not require butter or ghee. Maybe little. So that is stored. They go to the city. The city man, they require, especially ghee is very important thing in the city. So they purchase. So in exchange of that money, whatever they want, they purchase in the city and come back. But the simply maintaining the cows, their economic problem is solved. Simply maintaining. And to maintain cows, there is no difficulty. The boys, just like Krishna, as boy was taking the cows, the calves in the field, they are grazing here and there. And coming back, they are giving milk. Only one attendant required to take them in the pasturing ground and bring them back home. You don't require to give them food even. Simply take care. They give milk, and with milk you make so many people. Yes?
Last year I drove with Swarup Damodar through Texas on the way to Atlanta. And I thought so much, we watched those thousands and thousands of cattle, only beef cattle, only for slaughtering, not one milk cow anymore. And I was so acutely aware of what I've learned from you.
They do not know the civilized way of life.
Perversion.
They are still Berbers. Okay?
Barbarians.
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 Barbarians in the jungle. The barbarians, they do not know how to produce food, how to utilize milk. They can kill animals. That is also not like this. By machine, you kill thousands of cows. They did not know this. For their simple eating, they might have killed some animals, not particularly. Perhaps they are not killing cows because they are getting milk. other non-important animals. But what is this civilization? I learned that in South Africa, before killing the cow, they take the last drop of milk and then it is sent to the slaughter. They are so expert that if there is still little milk, take it before her death. Is that civilization? That you are taking milk. The Vedic civilization is as you are drinking milk from the cow. She is your mother. Actually, she is mother. But what is this civilization? Killing mother? Is that civilization? Take from mother whatever she can deliver up to the last drop of milk and then kill her. As advanced civilization and scientific. Killing scientifically. This is not civilization.
And just to emphasize it, they deliberately move the Indian community next to the slaughterhouse.
Yes.
Because they know they don't like cow killing.
The Indian quarters, near that there is slaughterhouse and the animals screaming like anything whole night, and they have to hear it. The real purpose is that the Indians may go out.
No, but who does that?
In South Africa.
The government?
Yes.
It's barbarians.
Mm-hmm. I was in South Africa, in, what is that city?
Johannesburg.
From the downtown, the Indian quarters, about 10 miles or 15 miles out. Indian. African black quarters, they are not allowed even to enter the city. They require a pass. If any black man enters the city without that passport, he will be immediately taken to police. The bus for the black man is different from the white man. I think Indians also, they have got separate bus. But the bus in which the white man travel, the Indians and the black men are not allowed. Gandhi tried to adjust this injustice, but he failed. Then, with determination, he went to India, that I must drive away the English people. These South African white men, mostly they are Englishmen and Dutchmen. Originally, they are Englishmen and Dutchmen.
Prabhupada, the strange thing is that the fiercest racists in South Africa are the Boers. The Afrikaners.
That is Englishmen, Dutchmen, Dutchmen.
Who were put down by the British before, and now they are the worst oppressors themselves.
These Dutchmen, Englishmen, and Frenchmen were the pioneers of colonization. Spaniards also. Spanish. In America, mostly the Englishmen.
Yeah. English and French.
French.
Both English.
Germans are not for colonizers. No.
They were before World War One. They lost their colonies at the end of World War One. They lost Cameroon and Togo and East Africa.
Not so many colonies.
That is where Nairobi is now. Nairobi was German before.
Not so many colonies like you.
They had quite a few.
Englishmen, they have lost their colonies.
Yes. Even now, England, they can no longer control. They can no longer control England. They're having fights between the labor and management. They can't control it.
Why? What is the division?
Communists.
Between the laborers and the management, they're having great, always strikes, and the British industry is becoming crippled.
And there is another problem, Irish problem.
Yes.
The Irish man, they're dropping bombs in London in daytime. Creating all this disturbance.
I was in London just recently, and in the airport where we distribute books, you cannot put your bag of books down because the police will come hold you and say, you have a bomb in your bag. You must always keep it on your shoulder. And there are signs about every 50 feet saying, do not leave luggage unattended. Because they are thinking anything which is unattended is a possible bomb.
And London airport is very congested.
Yes, very.
Very, very congested. All as thousands and thousands of men. If there is any such bomb explosion, then life is becoming more and more insecure. The advancement of civilization is no relief. Is another problem.
Prahlad Maharaj has said that their solution is bringing more problems.
Yes. In order to solve one problem, more problems.
But am I right when I say the only solution is a change of consciousness?
Yes. That is the answer.
Distribute that.
Yeah.
So we'll...
Okay, I'll bring it.